But you pulled up pretty sore after that game.
Yeah, lost a few kgs up in Brizzy. It was a pretty hot game, and the cricket wicket, obviously, I've got tender knees, just tendonitis, that type of thing, and a bit sore, but moved well, pretty well today. I think the old man would have taken that as an insult, actually. He moved a lot better than I did the other day, but yeah, feeling fine and ready to go for this weekend.
How much confidence does the boys get out of the weekend? I mean, does it just sort of reaffirm everything you've been working on? You're on the right track?
Yeah, exactly. It's been a long pre-season. Everyone says they've been playing great and everyone's going to, I know, be winning the premiership this year, but we really just set ourselves to win in round one, and we did that now, and obviously we move on to our next opponent, and that's Adelaide, and we're really looking forward to the challenge this weekend. They played fantastic last week, so we're going to be on the game again and ready to go.
Is it a bit daunting coming up against the probably informed team of the competition?
I think it's pretty daunting every week. You come across great opposition, and Adelaide are exactly that. They played great. We all sat down and watched them in awe, but at the same time, we played some pretty good footy as well, so it's going to be a fantastic hit out, and I guess the footy lovers out there are going to watch the game because it should be a fantastic clash.
Is this a nice early test to see exactly where you're at?
Oh, it's round two. You don't really read in them too well. You just want to win games of footy. Some sides are up, some are down. I guess that's just the way the season goes, but it is round two, and you just want to win games of footy and get out there on the park. So our goal is to win the game of footy, but also stick to our structures and game plan as well. No, it's just the role Bucks gave me for the weekend. Might change again this weekend. I know it's going to change every week, and obviously depending on the opponent and the opposition we play against. So, I know, whatever Bucks comes to me on the week and says I'm doing, that's really my job. You don't really ask too many questions. You just take it on board and hopefully go out and perform to your best ability on that weekend.
Seems like it's working pretty well between you and Jesse. I don't know, it's only round one. But that sort of relationship, do you feel like that's sort of coming together?
Yeah, definitely. Last year was our first season together, so we're obviously working together, and our friendship off the footy field's grown. That definitely helps your on-field relationship. So, yeah, we enjoyed each other, I guess, over the summer, and round one worked pretty well. Obviously, you have some few technical issues early on, but, yeah, we're looking to have a pretty good connection throughout the year, but also to include Corey Galt when he comes in later in the year. I know Brody Grundy when he's up forward, Jared Witts, these type of guys, and if Darcy Moore comes from down to forward, we look forward to having him too.
Do you enjoy playing up the ground a bit more? Jonathan Brown was saying a couple of weeks ago he believes you play your best footy when you are a bit further up the field.
I probably get you away from those, I don't know, engaging one-on-ones, two-on-one type of things. And I guess, I know sometimes you don't see eye to eye with the umpire and it gets a bit frustrating. And when you're up the ground, it's kind of the ball's in your court to actually get the ball. So I do enjoy it. I enjoy getting around and moving. And all in all, it's probably a bit more fun up the ground as well, a bit more action, a bit more body-on-body crashes, and it's where the actual game's kind of won and lost as well, so I do enjoy that part of the game.
What's your record like at Etihad, mate? Do you like playing there?
Oh, I think it's all right. I don't really know. I don't look at numbers too well, but I do enjoy playing there. It's obviously a different arena to the G. Nothing beats playing at the MCG, so looking forward to getting there as well. But Etihad's always lovely. Hopefully the roof's closed and there's no rain, no wind, no nothing. It's a perfect night and it's just a good game of footy.
How much does that affect
playing at Etihad? Little bits, but not too much. The ground sizes aren't really that much difference. Lights are at a different angle, that's about it, but you don't really focus on that at all. It's just a game of footy and a different opponent.
You're confident you can get back to your very best this year? I'm not sure how you assessed your year last year, but probably everyone thought you probably weren't up to your usual standards. Are you confident you can get back to that elite level this year?
Yeah, exactly. I know, 14 months ago I was an All-Australian player, so I don't think it's that far away. I'm only 28. Write us off, that's fantastic, that's great. I don't really care really what the media have to say about me. It's the players within the footy club and the coaching staff there, and within them, I still came sixth in the best and fairest last year, so it's not all in all a shitty year, but it definitely wasn't up to par where I'd like it to be. And I guess I missed a few of those goals like I did on the weekend from the goal square, probably 10 of the 15 of them last year, and it makes the year look a bit more average. If you kick them, it turns into a 50, 60 goal season. It's a much more appreciative season, so hopefully they can turn around and look better in front of goals, but also move up the ground and help the team convert and win some games of footy.
Do you feel like your work with Trevor Hindy has really helped you in terms of your confidence and your match day routine?
Oh yeah, I enjoy talking to Trevor. I don't talk to him every day or every week. It's more monthly or every couple of months or when he's down from up the coast, but it's more just a great friendship we've got. We just have a chat and catch up. He's a great bloke. Have you ever spoken to him? And he's got a wealth of knowledge in that brain of his. And all in all, it's more just a fantastic relationship we have. And, yeah, we just talk sport. He's it's not necessarily football either. It's about his interests, him getting away on holidays with his family as well, just seeing how he's going. And I guess it's just a release away from footy to enjoy yourself as well.
Have you had any contact with Josh Thomas and Lockie Keith?
Yeah, Joshy and Keith, you're obviously friends of mine, and you don't just not become friends because of what's happened. But obviously, the communication we've had when we spoke, it's more just been friends. We haven't really spoke too much footy or about the situation at hand, but it's just how they're doing and I know what they're up to and just general blokes things, talking about things you get up to on weekends and muck around during the week. That's about it.
How the hell are they doing?
Oh, they're obviously, it's not a great circumstances they're in and they're not great on it, but I know you're in their corner, you just want to make them feel good and reassure that we are here for them still. We're still their mates. We're not just going to turn our back on them as players, and they're part of our footy squad still, that's for sure.
Damien Hardwick said this morning that if there was to be any changes to the illicit drugs policy, that really needs to be driven by the players. Where do you stand on?
I obviously didn't hear him this morning having a chat about that, but I guess it led it to the powers to be. They'll sit down and reassess the issue, what's best for the players, for the footy clubs, the administrators, and also the AFL. And I know that they're the better minds in charge of the game and really know what's going on. So I don't really have too much of an opinion on it, but obviously, something will be done and probably will be done as well. So let them come up with what they actually want to be done with it. And as players, we support what is there at the moment, but also we probably look at it as well and see that probably something that does need to be done. It's probably a little bit outdated at the moment, but there are big issues in footy and big issues in the society as well that everyone's trying to tackle at the same time.
Josh and Mike spoken to you about any sort of theory as to how they might have tested positive?
No, not at all. We haven't really spoken about that at all. We actually haven't spoken about it at all. And I guess it's something that we probably just let it be and they talk to the powers to be with that on their side and also the footy club. If something does come at hand, I'm sure you guys will be first to find out, that's for sure.
Sorry, do you fear you might not play with them again?
Any issue like this comes out, you do, but that's kind of the furthest thing from your mind. We're really just dealing with the now, and then whatever does come, comes, and we deal with it from then.
Just lastly, any word on who replaces Steele?
Yeah, it's obviously a massive blow for us. Speaking to him after the game, he was pretty down in the dumps, and obviously he had the operation the other day, and he's a bit sore. So we're a pretty good midfield depth in that younger group, so I know Broomhead might come in, Freeman, Kennelly, these type of blokes here. All got experience apart from Freo at the moment, but I'm sure one of them will step up and do fantastic. We've got some pretty good midfield depth at the moment, and that's definitely not the area that we're lacking in, but obviously steel sidewall is pretty hard to replace.
Thanks, Jack.